Good morning and welcome to Atlanta Business Radio. I'm Amy Otto and I'm joined today by a co-host sitting in for Lee Cantor is Andy Greider. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Amy. It's nice to be here. Thanks for having me along for the ride.
Thank you. Thanks for sitting in for Lee. You know, those are big shoes to fill.
I know. I mean, you know, Lee is a guest host or a co-host on many, many shows, and I very rarely get to guest host for him, so this is a lot of fun.
Now, you're a host of what show?
Uniqueness is Power, and it is a business growth solution show. We're on the same station, Radio X, and it comes on Thursdays at 6 Eastern, and you can listen on UIP Live or download the podcast at uniquenessispower.com. And there's a blog, and we do a press release through Fast Pitch as well.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
For those of you that aren't familiar with the Atlanta Business Radio Show, we highlight Atlanta's top business professionals and talk a little bit about their business, but most importantly, we'd really like to touch on what makes them different and what makes them stand out in their business. And today, I'm very excited about Geralyn Thomas. She's the CEO of the International Virtual Women's Chamber of Commerce. A new idea. I checked out the website and it looks really cool. I'm anxious to hear all about it. So good morning, Geralyn.
Hi, Amy.
Tell us a little bit about yourself. I mean, what's your background? Where did you grow up?
Okay, well, I grew up in Louisiana, first of all. I moved here in 1987. I got married, got pregnant with twins, and at the time when we moved here, there were all these crazy news stories going on with kids getting hurt and stuff with the daycare centers and stuff. So I really didn't want to put my kids in, you know, something like that. So I decided to find something that I could do from home so I could stay home with the kids and make money.
I can totally relate. I remember having that first baby, and I had really good intentions of going back to my career. And I very vividly remember holding my baby in the hospital and looking at my husband saying, there's no way I'm ever taking this baby to a daycare center. So you do. You kind of work around it.
And yes.
It sounds like you've really done a good job developing something that works around the difficulties of a mother working.
Yes. I found a way to work with other women who felt just like me. Basically, they wanted to leave their job and work from home. So we created this little group, and the women found ways to use their job skills to start their own companies, and they would just work together. So that was my first partnering effort, which showed me that partnering definitely works. Then I got online. It took me a while. I wasn't too sure about the internet at first. I should have got on it much sooner. But when I got on the internet, I saw all these great women's sites, and I said, you know what? I could do something like this. So I started my first network where women would basically write stories, and we would send them out to the media and stuff and all the other women's sites that were online, because at the time it was, they had so many places where you could post news at. Today, it's kind of sort of, but not like it was back then. And then from that, I came up with a news site where we would send more news articles and we would put together our own magazine. And from that, that gave me the idea to have my own women's chamber. So I took some of the ladies from my network and we started a women's chamber, and I haven't looked back since.
Now, Geralyn, what is it that makes the International Virtual Women's Chamber of Commerce exactly what it is? There's a lot of uniqueness to it. Your mission and your you know, how it works sections are intriguing, not just because they're taking words out of, you know, people, yeah, I know's mouth and my mouth as well. Mm-hmm. There's a great idea behind this. Talk to our listeners about what it is that makes this such a special venture.
I guess what makes it really special is that we actually work together on different projects, and it just makes so much more sense to go out and service someone else's clients versus beating the bushes to find brand new clients. Like Penny and I, say hi, Penny.
Hi, Penny.
Now, Penny does podcasting, and I do networking. So basically, I brought together women who could actually use her services, mm-hmm, because they didn't know about podcasting. So we can work together, and we can give teleseminars like that. So I make money, and she makes money, and everyone's happy.
By the way, I should probably set this up. When I walked into the studio this morning, there's all these beautiful women sitting in the studio, but little did I know that for several of them, this is the first time they've actually met face-to-face.
Yeah.
They've known each other online for quite some time, which is pretty incredible, and they're meeting for the first time here at the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
I was going to say, not only that, they've not only met online and bonded online, but they've made money together online, and that's getting past networking. That's to net worthing, and that's to net weaving, and that's a much bigger picture, and it's proving that this social model really works in a business manner. So it's a pretty cool thing.
Yes.
That's very cool. So what kind of events do you hold?
Well, we hold monthly networking functions where the ladies have the chance to talk about their company. They get to talk about their top three products and services, their company's missions, types of companies they want to partner with, things that are coming up, anything that will just basically help them find people that are just actually looking for their type of company to partner with and to also service their clients.
So how is this done? Is this done over the phone? Is this done in person?
Well, right now we've been doing stuff using listservs, but now we're getting ready to start using the phone line, which works a little bit better where the members can actually talk to one another.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we're going to be using a social networking site so I can post topics and they can answer them. And they'll also be able to, like, you know, really talk about their companies and take us on a tour so we can actually see what's going on with their websites. And they can point out, okay, so if you want to know more about me, then go to this page, and these are my services, so we could actually see it, and we could actually read about their customers, you know, what the customers have to say about them.
Geraldine, why don't you introduce the people you brought here together today, because maybe that will help us understand a little bit more of how this business model is working for you and for others in helping women make money online.
Okay, first, Penny Haynes, because I've known her now for 4 years. Penny and I met online, and we just clicked. Penny, say hi and tell everyone what you do and how you use IBWCC.
All right. I'm Penny Haynes, and my company is Online Community Magazines. And Geraldine is in the business of creating communities for women entrepreneurs, online with the International Virtual Women's Chamber of Commerce and offline with Georgia Women Partner. What I do is I help communities communicate with one another, the members. So I design software which enables the community members to write columns or create their own internet radio or internet TV shows. And every time they post something new, it shows up on the front of this community site, so everybody gets high visibility. The basic thing that I do with Geraldine is, as she said, she had this huge group of online entrepreneurs in all different areas, and I teach online audio and video. So it was a perfect target market where people got to learn what I do, I got a chance to provide services, and they in turn do better advertising for themselves and for the chamber.
And none of us knew about podcasting, so she was a godsend. She's really educating us. And Nico?
Good morning.
Hi. Nico, please tell everyone how you met me online. I think we met through WIDA.
We did. We met through WIDA, the group in Atlanta. My business is called A Perfect Plan, and what we do is we are an all-encompassed company. We work with startups and expansion companies. We help them all the way from concept development to execution. We write business plans, operating manuals. We work a lot with franchises, helping them get their franchise off the ground. And our affiliation with the chamber is they have a lot of individuals who wish to start a business or who join the chamber in hopes to start a business or who have a business concept. And we're able to connect with that target market to help them on their way to entrepreneurship.
Excellent. And tell everyone about Cobb Women Partner.
I'm the executive director of the Cobb Women Partner. We are very excited about the new chapter. We are adding on members every day. What we're going to do is build a partnership between the Cobb County women and government very successful women who have started their own business and have gone forward, you know, to create their own little enterprise. And we're going to work with other counties, learn how to grow in those counties by the other women partners.
Excellent. And Sandy, say hi.
Hi, I'm Sandy Lomas. I'm a proud member of the International Virtual Women's Chamber of Commerce and also the newly created Georgia Women Partner Chapter. In my business, I'm the creator of a website called Networking Entrepreneurs. It's networkingentrepreneurs.com. I help networkers and entrepreneurs save time by connecting them directly to resources that can help them grow their businesses through what I call the NEST method for business success, which NEST stands for networking, education, strategies and systems, and testing and tweaking your business. So these are all components of the website where you can find resources to implement these components within your business. With IVWCC, it's just been a great experience for me. It's a wonderful group of very professional, savvy businesswomen. So whether you are new to business, trying to start your own business, or you've had years of experience, there's something you can learn from each one of these women and wonderful ways you can partner with them to continue to expand your business. And also very excited about Georgia Women Partner. So if you are looking to expand your business within the state, this is a wonderful new opportunity for you to do that. And I just, Geraldine, think it's wonderful you give women great opportunities to try to partner with one another and grow their businesses. So it's definitely something that can help every woman out there.
Thank you, Sandy.
Now, Geraldine, you've got three women here who have all basically, you know, done their vows to you because of what you put out here. And it's an incredible thing. And you can feel the energy in the room. I mean, you know, everybody here, it's genuine. It's heartfelt. It's a really, really strong thank you coming to you for what's going on. And I guarantee that you've got people out there that haven't met you yet and have been around for 4 or 5 years and, you know, want to say the same thing to you. So talk a little bit about what the kind of tips you're going to be able to share with the women who are out there listening right now and are thinking about, you know, hanging their shingle on the internet, and they want to get out there, they want to do that. What kind of tips can you give them? And then we can actually maybe even turn this over to the guests and let them talk a little bit too. What suggestions do you have?
I guess the first thing I would say is to basically get online and just look around to see which types of companies are really making it online. Right now we see what the coaches, the VAs, the realtors are really doing it big, which is surprising to me because at first I didn't think that, you know, they were actually networking online, but they are. And I guess I would also say that when you're thinking about setting up your website, be very careful, please, please, please. Go to someone who actually understands how to put one together. Yeah, because if your website doesn't say, you know, wow, and if you can't navigate it well, people are going to just basically go somewhere else because your website says everything about you. It really does.
I spent 15 years in web development. I can say that you want to find one of the geeks who gets it, somebody who can program, somebody who can design, and somebody who understands the marketing side of what a website's there for. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty darn important. Actually, Geraldine, I'm going to jump in with one other question is, you know, we were talking about this actually before we went on air, but I want to make sure it's clear for everybody. If as a male-owned business or someone who's starting a work-at-home dad type deal, the WADs, not the WHAMs, but let's go with that. And so is this opportunity still open? I mean, you've got it's the Virtual Women's Chamber, but is it open to men as well?
Men can come and join in with us too. We love guys. Guys are fabulous. Yes, guys can come join us.
Good. I'm looking forward to it, actually. This is a fun group. I mean, you can't really go wrong here. And there's four potential guests for our next radio show, too.
Oh, so. Gosh.
Beautiful stuff.
Well, Geraldine, I know a lot of stay-at-home moms that have a lot of potential in the workplace, and it's so hard. I mean, you don't want to miss out on your children's opportunities at school. And what advice would you give to a business professional just trying to get their feet wet and looking for something to do from home? Would they start at the International Virtual Women's Chamber, and where would they go on the website?
Okay, I guess if they were to come to our website, they would go to the Join Now page because it has great tips on there on how you can actually use Partner so that you can get started. because it really does make sense that if you're going to start your own business that you try to partner with someone because they already have your client base.
Okay.
It's perfect. I mean, why go out and start beating the bushes just looking for that first client when you can partner with someone who has your similar client base that you could service?
Can I make a comment on that?
Sure.
When I joined the IVWCC, I joined it right after I'd started my first business. And from the IVWCC, I would say 95% of my business and all of my referrals has come from that client base. It was the single best decision I made for my business. I don't think I would have succeeded and been full-time now at my own business where I started part-time. So it's true. Otherwise, you have to spend all of your money and all of your time trying to find businesses to start off with. Well, the women who are part of the chamber are looking to connect with other people who will eventually refer them. So they're willing to get involved with you and your business and possibly introduce you and your product or service to other people because they do a good thing for you. They know that you will then refer them to your clients as you gain them. So it's just a very smart way to partner and start and build a business.
That's great advice. I know as women, especially as a working mother, that's one big thing we all have in common. I previously worked for a Fortune 500 company before making this career move, and I was almost secretive about the fact that I was a mother because if I, you know, in the middle of the day wasn't at a meeting, everybody would think, oh, she's with her kids or, you know, she's got a sick child. And I was very secretive about the fact that I had a family, and it really shouldn't be that way.
No, it shouldn't.
That's why I was excited about, you know, your coming on the radio show and talking about this opportunity because there are so many moms that can work and with the internet can actually work from home.
Yes.
I'm curious to know, out of the four of you ladies, how many of you work, you know, completely from home?
Me.
I do. Me.
That's a four-way split there.
Wow. And what kind of dress code do you have when you work at home? I'd be excited about
slippers.
That.
T-shirt and shorts during the summer and sweats during the winter.
Pajamas. Yes. When I buy new work clothes, I just buy new pajamas.
I love it. I love it. Same here.
I was going to say, and you can't beat the commute. That, you know, that's the other part, is the 4-minute commute from the bedroom through to turn on the coffee maker and go to your office. It's unreal.
And the nice thing about the internet, too, is you can have a screaming child in the background or a sibling fight, and nobody knows because they can't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
It's all in your fingers. That's incredible. Penny, I'm a little bit more curious about your podcasting because it seems like, you know, we're talking about this all online and it's virtual. How does one then go from the website to a podcast?
It's really very simple. One of the quotes I really love is from the gentleman who runs QVC, the Home Shopping Network.
What's that?
Yeah, definitely. And they have moved into video podcasting and, well, putting online video on their stores, and it increased their sales by 10%. It was a story about they were selling handbags, and women wouldn't buy them because they didn't know if it was long enough for them, so they had different pictures of different models, of different tallnesses, and how it was on them, and it increased their sales by 10%. Yeah. So what he said was, when people do retail shopping and they go into a retail shop, they don't expect the shopping experience to be any different than it was 2 years ago. However, when they go onto a website, they always expect you to raise the bar and the experience to be better and better every time. What podcasting allows you to do is to add audio and video interaction where people can, just like they're listening to the show, they hear your personality, they like you, they connect with you, they'll therefore do business with you. They actually have a sense of loyalty if you're going to give information to them. And also, if they connect with you, they'll trust you. And that's really where the beginning of business is. So just like a radio show like this, and with our magazine software, we enable people to create their own internet radio or internet TV shows, which are really just podcasts, and we let them write their own columns, which are really something called blogs. So because of this technology, people who have just a regular plain website can now add audio and video to it. So when people come to their site, they're like, wow, this is so cool. They stay on your website because you continually put new, entertaining, educational stuff on it. That's what we do at AroundCherokeeCounty.com, which is one of the local magazines for Cherokee County. So you'll see we've got a local idol contest going on. Wow. And so people can come to the site, listen, vote, and then they can also come. We're going to have best video, so people can submit videos, kind of like YouTube, and win a prize. People write columns. They put up videos of travel agencies. It's just interactive. People want to be entertained when they come to your site, and they want an opportunity to be able to interact with your site.
One of the other things that's really important here, too, and Penny, you were just touching on a lot of it without actually saying the words, is with the internet traffic at the level at which it's climbing to, and when we're talking about a mass pilgrimage here online, and and people think, oh, well, everybody's online. No, not even close. In fact, there was a really interesting article in Money Magazine that 48% of small businesses still don't even have a website, a single, simple website. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of different things that can be done through podcasting, through a blog. We're big fans on Uniqueness's Power of a company called QAlias that I want to share with all the listeners here and all the folks in the studio. It's QAlias.com, and then for $10 a month, they guarantee you top ranking in Google by name search. So when somebody puts in Penny Haynes or puts in Geraldine Thomas or puts in Sandy Lomas or puts in Nico
Duncan,
thank you, Nico, or Amy Otto or Andy Kreider, and you can actually check mine right now. It's there, and you can get an idea of what the profile looks like and what you're never without business cards. You get a blog sort of – it's a what they call an email bulletin. Mm-hmm. It goes out as a blog and an email bulletin, newsletter type deal all at once, $10 a month, and it's unlimited search on Yahoo and Google. So it's a really, really cool thing that it actually can promote a woman's small business to get in. I mean, somebody might say, well, you know, Geraldine, I can't come onto the chamber yet because it's virtual and I don't have a website. This changes all that, because by name search, and that's how you remember people. I mean, I might remember the name of your business, but I'm going to remember you.
Yes.
And it's all personal. It's about that kind of thing. And I think that's a lot of what this is all bringing to the forefront. You mentioned relationships. You mentioned building that side of it. And that's the biggest part, the bonding. I mean, that was the first thing you said, is we've bonded.
Yes,
you know, and that's huge. And that's what leads to the business. That's what leads to the trust. That's what leads to the sharing of your client base with everyone else. The other thing I was going to mention is also you want to look for sites that have the traffic. And with folks that are building something like this, you're going to have the traffic. You're going to have a lot of people with eyeballs on what you do. And you know, what Penny does, you get featured on a site like that, it can literally turn your business on its ear overnight in a good way.
That's so, right. I'd just like to add a comment to what you said, Andy. If a woman doesn't have a website, the IVWCC is probably the best place for them to come, because the women involved in this group have a lot of technical expertise that can help them get where they need to be.
So I went online last night and filled out the information and became a member, and I was really impressed with the membership log. A lot of different types of businesses. Geraldine, can you speak to that at all? I mean, I think if I wanted to have anything done around my house, a handyman, anything, A to Z, I could find somebody on your website.
We've been blessed to have a lot of different women from all over the globe join up that offer a great variety of services. We do have someone that can come and clean your house, someone that can decorate it, someone that can help you sell it, someone that can help you start your business, someone that can help you get dressed, someone that can do your makeup, whatever. Yeah, I think that covers just about everything.
Affleck.
Yeah, you need that insurance.
As your favorite.
What was that?
Come on, you don't know what that is?
Oh, I was just teasing you, Amy. I just wondered where it came from all of a sudden.
It came out of my mouth.
She's good at that.
On my own now.
Yeah. She can actually project it too, folks. You're not here in the studio, so you missed it, but it went through another microphone.
Oh, God.
You know what? Can I add that one other thing? When she's saying you can get all those other things, not only do I have 95% of my business through it, whenever I need a vendor, I go through the IVWCC first. Those are the people that I pay my money to, because, number one, I know that I've seen them in action. They have referrals from other people. And there's a type of accountability when you're involved in a tight-knit group like this. So if you don't do a good job, it's not like other people are going to trash you. But when you go for a referral from somebody else, Well, people just offer referrals just left and right. When we're doing networking events, they'll go, oh, so-and-so did a great job for me. Check out my site. Or they did an ebook for me. Great job. So it's just a very supportive, encouraging environment. If we help other people prosper, they will help us prosper.
Absolutely. Yes. And that's so true of any networking you do. But when you can find a specialized niche like this, you're really on to something very, very powerful, but also just growth-wise explosive. I mean, you know, again, right now, talk about right now, is this just in Georgia, or are you got people from around the country?
And
I saw Georgia. Well, I saw Georgia and California symposium coming together.
Yes, I'm working on that right now, where we bring together women from all over Georgia, from the 70 counties, to basically tell us what's going on in their local women in business market, and to tell us how we can actually do business in their county. Because you know what? I live in Clayton County, and I have to say that there's not too much going on that I know about. So by me giving this, I'll get to meet women all over Clayton County, all over Fulton, Gwinnett, Cobb, whatever, and I can actually grow here. Because when I first got online, I was thinking global, which was great.
Right.
But I didn't really sit back and say, you know what, Georgia's women in business market is hot.
Yes.
I think they generate around about $59 billion or something like that in annual sales. And I'm like, wait a minute, I should be tapping into this. I need more members here in Georgia. And I'm not the only person. I've talked to other people in other states who also have the same problem, that when you get online, you don't think about doing business locally. So what I'm doing is I'm creating another segment of the chamber where we have state chapters where women come together and they partner. They will learn how to basically form joint ventures, alliances, whatever, with other women in various counties, so that they can actually grow their business county by county without, you know, having to travel, so to speak, because they can meet online with us. And we'll also be meeting over the phone. And in November is when we're going to have our first summit, because we're going to be launching Georgia Women Partner and, of course, California Women Partner. These are my first two test sites.
Right.
Chapters, whatever, so that we can get all the kinks out of it. And we are basically looking for women all over Georgia and California who would like to be on our panel to talk about what's going on in their area. It'll be a whole week of networking, and each day we'll cover different counties. We're going to do Georgia in the morning and California in the afternoon, so that we can accommodate their different time zones.
Now, if I could interject a quick question here, Geraldine, because it's one of those things, as we talk about the power and the growth and the exponential size of what's happening here, one of the other things that comes screaming to mind, one thing I didn't really notice a whole lot of when I was on your site was advertising or any kind of, you know, banner ads or anything like that. Do you actually allow any advertising on the site at this point, or are you considering it? Because it seems like a tremendous group of folks to talk to in a very targeted manner.
Yes,
and I can't help but the ad geek in me comes out.
We have some on our main page. And we do believe we have some on our Join Now page.
There's not a ton by any means.
Yeah. I don't really push advertising too much, but yes, people can advertise on our site.
Interesting. Okay.
Nico, did you have something to say?
I do. Once I joined the chamber, Geraldine put one of my advertisements on her front page, and she promoted my profile out to all the women in the group. And my website got 2,000 hits.
Wow.
Absolutely wild, too.
Just off of the new advertisement on the site. And we're so excited. You know, we've met a lot of good contacts nationwide. We've met a couple of international clients. And they go straight to my website, www.aperfectplan.net, and download the free guide that's on there to start your business. It's got all the aspects on there to how to start, you know, from beginning to end. And then we do a lot of consultations with those people. And the first thing we do is have them join the IVWCC.
Wow, that's great.
That is. It's just an incredible community that's being built here.
It really is. I can't believe we're out of time, though. Hopefully we can sit around and chat for a little bit longer because I'm really enjoying this, and building a female network is so important. And I look forward to future relationships with all of you. But, Geralyn, what's the best way for people to reach you? Can you give us a website, phone number?
Yes, they can go to www.ivwcc.org.
That's International Virtual Women's Chamber of Commerce, mm-hmm. without the O. And then the last question for you, Geralyn, is what is the cost for membership? So that our listeners know
okay,
that.
Okay, there is a one-time fee of $1.99, and the monthly fee is $19.95.
So realistically, you're getting hooked into a couple hundred-person network here right now that's growing exponentially, and you have an opportunity for about, what would it be? Do the quick math, $450 a year, mm-hmm. To have a link into this network where people are actually working on partnering and coming together. It's an amazing thing, folks. Take a look at it. Amy, thanks for having me here today.
Andy, thank you for coming. Yes, it's been a pleasure, and thank you, ladies, for coming.
Thank you, Amy.
This is Amy Otto and Andy Greider for Atlanta Business Radio. Have a great day.
Are you looking for more visibility for your business? Look no further than Fast Pitch. Free advertising, search engine marketing, preferred rankings, and more. There's never been a better place to market and network your business. For the price of 3 cups of coffee, give your business that boost it needs. Visit us at fastpitchonline.com.